Out in the tranquil evening depths of mossflower woodlands, the great adder Ballas lay on the bank of a shaded stream. The agony of his wounds had subsided to a mercifully bearable level. This had been achieved by immersing his head in the cold, clear stream water. Gradually, the flow cooled his hot, sightless eyes, seeping through his mouth, around the forked tongue and deadly fangs. Like most reptiles, the snake could hold its breath for long periods. Ballas remained with his entire head submerged until a pleasant numbness engulfed him, relieving temporarily the unbearable pains. He repeated the operation several times, prolonging each period underwater. At one point, Ballas was letting the water run through his mouth, lying there with his jaws loose, feeling the current soothing his forked tongue, when he felt a tickle. It was a small lamprey which had drifted in and was attempting to attach its sucker-like mouth to the inside of Ballas's jaw. The serpent's fangs closed upon the unfortunate fish. He drew it out onto the bank and devoured it slowly with great relish. Uncoiling languidly, the huge reptile stretched on the mossy bank, which was still warm from the day's sunlight. To look at Ballas, any beast would have thought he was either dead, stunned, or merely sleeping. That would have been a serious mistake. Corvus Skyr had sent his remaining few whites out to seek Ballas. They were to watch the snake and report back on his movements. If at all possible, Corvus wanted the serpent dead. He intimated this to his ravens, promising any bird who achieved this a mighty position, joint rule of the caverns, and command over all who dwelt within them. Soft night fell over the woodlands, with faint far-off bird song echoing around the gently rippling stream. Four flickering lights illuminated the shade twixt moon shadows as the whites winged low through the trees. They reached the spot where Ballas had last been sighted and spread out to search the immediate area. One white, Frang, who normally led the others, perched in the low fork of an alder, waiting for the return of the others. He had not long to wait before the white called Vugri returned. Keeping his cawing down to a minimum, Vugri pointed one luminous-tipped wing to where he had been. He leant close to Frang.
"Seen the great serpent?"
Frang nodded for him to continue. Fugri hopped from one talon to the other, reporting eagerly.
"Yonder is the stream. Ballas is there. He no longer strikes his head against trees or throws himself about as we were told. I saw him just a moment ago. I think maybe he is dead."
Frang clacked his beak softly.
"Yuck. Show me."
The sound he had made was one of disbelief. However, he still wanted to see for himself. Both whites landed silently in the boughs of a witch elm. Vugri indicated his find with a nod. Down below them and close by, Ballas lay in a patch of moonlight, the whole of his length unfolded and limp. Frang whispered,
"Yuck! You could be right. The monster looks dead. Mayhaps the madness killed him. Let us see."